Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the 103rd Psalm. We're starting with verse 11. We hear, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him." This is God's word. Have you heard the phrase elevator pitch, sometimes referred to as an elevator speech? An elevator speech is a clear, brief message in which you get your point across in about the time it takes to get on and off an elevator with someone as it goes between floors. Since your time is limited, your message has to be concentrated and compelling. So, now that we've established the concept, here's your assignment. If you had to give an elevator speech about God, what would you say? How can we describe God in human words? If the universe cannot contain him, how can words contain or confess who he is? A couple of examples will suffice. First, we use terms like Holy Trinity, but we never fully grasp the meaning. We can only go so far in defining what three in one really is. Or another example is when we say that God is just. It's hard to comprehend what that means because human justice is sometimes a bit shaky. It cannot compare to what perfect justice resides in God. It seems as if every time we think that we have God defined and put into the box of our making, just as we're preparing to drive that last nail into the box, he taps us on our shoulder and asks, "What are you building there?" So how can we speak of God? What would our elevator speech consist of? Luther explained the first article of the Creed with words that help. He wrote, "He, that is God, defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All of this he does out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him." All of our efforts pale when we realize that when all is said and done, what we really need to know is God's fatherly, divine goodness and mercy. And amazingly, despite our limited understanding, we can begin to comprehend this because Jesus shows us his Father's heart. In every language, there are some words that are so rich in meaning that it's really extremely difficult to find an equivalent word in another language. In the Hebrew language, there is this marvelous word, hesed. Now, you look at it on a page, transliterated into English, it looks like chesed, C-H-E-S-E-D. That's pronounced chesed. I'm going to say chesed from now on. Chesed embraces the ideas of loving kindness, steadfastness, faithfulness, favor, grace, affection, all of that and more. English translations vary in how they put it into words, but hesed points us to the very nature of God, who He is, what He consists of. And you heard it in our psalm for today, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His hesed towards those who fear Him. The ESV said compassion, and that certainly works. But hesed is the word in the text. The height, the breadth of the hesed of God, His faithfulness, grace, love, affection for His children is so boundless, it reaches from heaven to earth. And how we need the hesed of the Father. Our sin is so deep and so profound, we could never reach the other direction. We could never reach from earth to heaven. We see the evidence of that every day. We hear of wars, rumors of wars on the international scale. We watch as our fellow human beings engage in terrorism, in murder. We see life given by God treated as an inconvenience to be disposed of as we wish. And I might say, well, I've not started a war. I'm not a terrorist or a murderer. I don't treat life cheaply. But then, if I dare, I look into my heart and really look at what's there. Can any of us say that we've never hated? Never been greedy? Never broken any part of God's law? And these days, as we're shopping for one more present to put under that tree, have we never been a little jealous of what somebody else has? Or discontented with what's ours? Is that honoring God? And during these days when we're running here and there to the mall, to parties, to concerts, the post office, presumably preparing for the birth of a baby, have we been too busy to think about those with actual life-changing needs? Or have we remained in self-protecting mode? Surely, we must confess that God's mercy comes without any merit or worthiness in us. Yet despite all this, we have been named children of the Heavenly Father. He has bound Himself to us. And this is true because His hesed extends to the depths of humanity where we live. So great is the Father's loving kindness, grace, and affection, even to sinners, that He's reached down from heaven to earth at a cost we cannot begin to fathom. A world lost in sin could only be redeemed by the joining of God the Creator with His creature, humanity. And so He sent His only begotten Son to be born as the Son of Mary and the brother of all humanity, He came to bear the sin of the world as the holy Lamb of God, the one final sacrifice. He came so that the beautiful words of Psalm 103 would speak the greatest truth: as far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. All of our rebellion against God would be placed as far as the sunrise is from the sunset. See the chesed of God in His Son. See Him preaching the gospel to those who live in darkness. See Him reaching out in love to embrace tax collectors and other sinners rejected by those who thought themselves to be righteous. See Him calling to Himself those living on the fringes of society, the lepers and the Samaritans and so many others. See Him giving a meal to His disciples on the night that He was betrayed. His blessed body and blood given for His church of every age. See Him on a cross with thieves crucified on either side, and listen to Him say to the repentant thief, "Today you will be with Me in paradise." See Him placed in the tomb of death and in love rising again to destroy death on our behalf, and see Him commission His disciples to go to all the world to baptize in His name, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to teach them all that He had commanded. This same Jesus told a story that revealed His Father's heart. We heard it a few minutes ago. It's often called the parable of the prodigal son. It's really a story of two ways to be lost, as displayed by the younger and older brothers, but we're not going in that direction today. What I will say is this: the younger brother discovered the way back to the Father there among the pigs. It was simple, really. He admitted his lostness. If you can, if I can admit that by ourselves we are lost, then you're ready for the good news. And the good news is that Jesus Himself justifies your existence. You don't have to justify your existence to God. He's already justified your existence in Jesus. The mission Jesus accomplished means that you are loved already. You don't have to earn it, nor could you. God thought that you were so valuable that He sent His Son to the cross to purchase you. You don't have to work to make yourself more attractive to God. Nor could you. This is chesed, the undeserved kindness of God. When you return to Him, sincerely admitting your lostness, out come the gifts. The fattened calf, the ring, the robe, the party in your honor. That's what it means to have new life. Life with the Father is a feast. That Father runs to lost children who return to Him. Jesus is divine Hesed in human flesh, the manifestation of the Father's great mercy bestowed on His wayward children. In just a few more days, Advent comes to an end. For many weeks we've gathered and we've prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus," and very soon we will celebrate the great miracle of Bethlehem, where the Hesed compassion of God revealed in the baby of Mary showed His sacred face. And we recall that He comes to us in this very moment by His Word and Spirit. And the day is also coming when He will return as King, and all who have died in Christ will rise as He rose on Easter. So with the church of every age, we join our prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, the compassion of the Father. Amen.